Hello and welcome to the Inner Gamer episode 64.
64, kind of like the Nintendo 64, which is a video game console, which we talk about video games. See, what? It lost its luster.
It lost its luster!
for anyone confused about what they're listening to, blame Austin because he's a dick.
Yeah, when you were saying that, I was like, why is he saying that right now? I was like, I guess they're practicing. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, they're actually doing it.
They're actually doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
The intro.
I don't know if I should stop y'all. When somebody points at you to start talking on a recording, that usually means you're supposed to start talking. But in the Inner Gamer podcast, it doesn't mean anything.
It just apparently means a point. Wink!
Sometimes it means...
With finger guns!
When we're recording videos, it means... You're on.
That would mean I'm supposed to start. That's my cue to start.
We're recording video.
Anyway, we are your weekly dose of video game news, reviews, opinions, and discussions. We talk about stuff.
And video games.
A lot of video games. We talk about video games. So, guys, what are we going to talk about this
week? We're going to talk about some upcoming video games, movie releases.
We also got some cool stuff that we're going to talk about as far as E3, which we have a lot to cover with E3. So much for E3 this year.
And really, it's not a lot until next week.
It's not a lot until next week, so hopefully that comes out soon.
Yeah, so Bethesda is releasing some, there are rumors about Bethesda and what they might have for E3.
We've also got some Watch Dogs 2. Some little rumor mill there as far as Watch Dogs 2.
Saints Row developer. Volition and Mayhem game?
Yeah, the Agents of Mayhem. That's going to be fun, huh? Right, From the Saints Row developers?
Reminds me of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It really doesn't. It doesn't remind you that at all.
It has Dawson between
stop,
the names.
Stop
the
it.
Letters.
Stop it. You're awful at this. You've already had your piece. We also talk about the creators of the Star Wars Battlefront 3 fan remake. And it's coming out on Steam?
E3 briefing, including Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2, and FIFA 17.
Kojima's got some new production picture reveals, which is going to blow your freaking mind.
We have another delay for Horizon Zero Dawn.
Damn it. Overwatch has some interesting stuff that they've hidden, little nuggets of joy in their game. So we're going to talk a lot about...
Shadows.
I'm done doing this with Brad.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay, so Deus Ex, The Walking Dead 3, and Remedy has two games that are coming out. Without further ado, let's cue the music.
Hey, I'm Christopher Sabat. I'm the voice of Vegeta on Dragon Ball Z. And you're listening to The Inner Gamer, which is better than The Outer Gamer, which is, like, relatively unattractive. Oh, wait, that was awkward. Bye!
And here we are.
And here we are to discuss things.
Welcome to,
Episode 64.
A night with the Inner Gamer.
I feel like we should all be in, like
leather sheets.
There should be a fire hearth, a fired up hearth nearby.
Everybody grab their glass of wine.
I tell
and
you.
And sit by your fire with your cigar.
And allow us to regale you with tales of news from the previous week in video games.
Just like a Christmas special where the camera like slowly pans in.
Story
time with the Inner Gamer.
We're all sitting in giant leather-bound
little
chairs.
Script text comes up on the screen.
It swivels around.
It's in pure calligraphic like script, just beautifully written. The Inner Gamer. We hear that the music in the background. Anywho.
Anyway.
We're not even drunk yet.
So, what's up, guys?
What's up, everybody?
It's Friday.
Friday.
And
Happy Friday.
Damn it, Devin.
as per usual, we got the upcoming video game and movie releases. Not just video games, we're going to do movies, because on June 10th, which is the day you listen to this, the Warcraft movie is available to see in theaters.
I have to tell you, like, as goofy as that movie looks to a lot of people, I cannot fucking wait to see it.
I hear it's terrible, but I hope it's
I don't
good.
Care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't listen to reviews.
Oh. Here's the thing is, I'm not expecting to go in and see something like, this is Oscar worthy. Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Right.
I just want to
brilliant.
Manage. I just want fun, you know?
I want to go in and I want to see a cool Warcraft experience.
The drama was real. The drama. I mean, Usually.
Dramatic pans to the camera. Whatever you're about to do, do it now! Leap off into an eagle.
The and baby it also,
it stars the guy from Vikings, Travis Fimmel.
Yeah.
Who is a fantastic actor. So I think
it looks good.
It looks great. It's gonna look goofy as all hell, but I'm super stoked for it.
It's a summer movie.
Grab explosions. Grab some popcorn, sit down, and just watch cool shit happen on the screen.
Exactly. It's an experience. It's not a fucking
novel. I'm not looking for
Sure we're careful about what we say, because we could be like, you know, hyping it up, and then we see it and we're like, this movie is bullshit.
Just walk out. That movie was hot garbage.
The next podcast, we're like, don't ever see that movie.
Don't go waste your fucking money.
It's a possibility.
It's possible.
I'm going in with like no IGN. I don't want to read anything.
IGN gave it 7.5. So that's okay. A promising score to me.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. So I got to tell you guys something crazy.
Okay.
So I've been working with a personal trainer for about a year now, right?
Okay.
And I've been talking to this guy, and like, you know, go and see somebody consistently for a year. You like, you know, learn more about the person, blah, blah, blah. I had no idea.
Him to marry him.
No, shut up. Shut up, Austin.
It's legal now.
Are you right? No, he's got a girlfriend, so it's
yeah, there's stuff in the way. I get it.
But it was crazy. I just found out today. And, you know, because, like, I never know what to talk to this guy about. Just a weird conversation every time we go in there. It's like, hey.
Well, you know, it's already like, pretty awkward busy, because you know? You're going there to get in shape. He's there to get you in shape. Yeah. So it's like, it's already this kind of dominant relationship where it's, hey, I know that we can kind of be friends, but get your ass on the treadmill.
Exactly. So I found out today he's a flipping comic book nerd.
That's awesome.
I was like, holy shit, because I told him I went to Comic-Con, and he was like, oh, man, like, you know, people that don't read the comics and go see the movie, they're terrible people, blah, 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 and he's talking about that. So he was basically being Devin.
Yes!
And we were talking, sat there for my entire training session talking about freaking the Captain America, talking about Batman vs. Superman, talking about Comic-Con, talking about the upcoming Marvel movies.
God,
that's Doctor awesome. Who. That is
he's
so cool.
Like obsessed with Black Panther. And I was like, who is this guy that I've been working
and
with
now
for
you,
a year?
And now you have this like strong kinship for the fact that he's forged you into a man through exercise.
Yep.
And you
comics.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. I know I wasn't on the last podcast, but just give me a quick summation. Did you guys like Comic-Con?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh God, I'm so glad you did.
Yes.
I really am so glad.
I mean, I've already been to some. I mean, I was gonna like it regardless.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was him that I was worried about.
I was a noob.
You were the noob.
I was the noob, even though I wasn't.
That's not what Heather said.
The noob. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was dubbed the cool guy, but you know, whatever. But I'm actually not really. But that's my title for myself. But it was great. It was very good. I will go back for sure.
Good.
You should.
So
dress up next time, hopefully.
We'll see. We'll see. If we all coordinate, I'll dress up.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Talked about that.
Yeah. Just a little bit less money. A little bit less. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. So, guys, next week is a big week for us. And it's a big week for you. It's a big week for everybody. If you play video games, you're listening to this podcast, I hope you play video games. Next week is E3.
Next week is E3. Like, holy crap, this snuck up on me.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't it like last week we're like,
oh my God, I can't wait for E3.
Well, I felt like last week I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for Comic-Con, I'm getting ready, hooray. And then next thing I know, I'm like, all right, cool. My wind down, my cool down from Comic-Con is good, and then I can kind of take a little bit of a relaxation and get myself amped up for E3, and it's like, all right, you have fun at Comic-Con, now it's E3!
Fuck.
God damn.
Just take my money now.
Yeah, seriously. God. But, so, you know, with that E3, we pumped, because I know I'm pumped. Lots of stuff that's going to be announced, and
yeah, so
could be the most packed E3 ever.
We should talk about this. So the last podcast, if you guys listened to it, we talked about expectations for E3. Unfortunately, Devin cannot be on. However, now we're going to ask you...
Come prepared.
What are, one, some of your expectations of E3 or some of your predictions?
Okay.
And then what you're most excited about?
Okay. Most excited about is a Red Dead. announcement.
Yes.
That's my big one. Red Dead Redemption was probably one of my most absolute favorite games to play on the 360. Just I played through that game probably 4 times total, and the DC probably twice, or DC, the DLC probably twice. So I pray that Rockstar just please put out some stuff about Red Dead.
Now, how would you feel? Because like last time we talked about that, there is rumors going around that we're not going to see a new Red Dead, but we may see a new Red Dead Redemption remastered. Would you be okay with that? Or you'd be like, no, I want RDR 2.
You know, it's an interesting.
Well, it depends.
It's an interesting take. If we're talking like a remaster with maybe like the DLC added on all at once, plus the fact that like if we're talking a remastered, I want some remastered stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, then yes, like that will suffice.
Like the even game mechanics for me, I feel like a lot of like just like The Last of Us, the game mechanics were not remastered, or the gameplay wasn't
right.
I didn't like that gameplay, but I liked the game.
Right,
that killed it for me. So I would hope
it's gonna be interesting. And it's just some of my predictions. I call me a skeptic, but I feel like Nintendo's gonna fall flat on their face this year.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I really have no evidence to support it, but just something tells me with the way that they've just kind of been in the news lately, and just
the lack thereof.
The lack thereof, and just the lack of like content being put out there.
I mean, the biggest issue right now with Nintendo is we have E3 coming up.
Right.
2 years ago, we had Xbox and PlayStation bring out a new console, and in that time period, Nintendo has not brought out a new console. And now we have this year's E3 coming out, and Nintendo and PlayStation are rumored to bring out another new console, and Nintendo still has yet to announce their new console.
You know, what kills me about Nintendo at this point is, you know, for them, their shtick has always been stick with what works.
Yeah.
Stick with what works. We don't have to go reinventing the wheel. Just tweak your stuff, put it back out there, put a couple of cool spins on it, people will buy it. And you know what? For the most part, that has worked. Mm-hmm. People like, you know, you look at Super Mario, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Mario Brothers 64, Super Mario Galaxy, new Super Mario Brothers. It's worked. We have all eaten that up. I know I have. But now, I think that equation has finally run its course. I think that they've, for lack of a better, you know, term, this one-trick pony is out of tricks. You know? Yeah.
I really haven't seen their ad campaign as much as I used to.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'm not looking for it, and I just feel like it's aimed more towards kids and stuff. But even then, I still haven't seen it.
Kids and families.
Yeah.
Kids and families.
I feel like the Wii was really pushing that a lot, and then Wii U, I don't know where it's been. Like, it's just been kind of...
Like, it was announced, and then not there.
I feel like they thought that they were going to get a lot of ride with when they were like, okay, it's basically like the Wii, but it's HD now. Well, okay, great. You brought the freaking console up to speed from what it should have been 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Good job.
Goodness gracious.
So, I don't know. I feel like they're just going to fall flat on their face this year, which is going to make me sad because Nintendo's a huge part of my childhood. And, you know, as we've talked about before, I am a total consumer whore when it comes to nostalgia. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad. And it's probably going to be bad. In my opinion, I could be wrong. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. I doubt it.
I like that your prediction was different than ours. But you are allowed two more, so.
You're allowed two more. You successfully answered the first one.
Good. What was the other one then?
I mean, anything you want.
Oh.
Just predictions.
The other thing I will say is I feel like as far as developers putting stuff out in content, like, you know, Ready at Dawn and all the, you know, the big AAA title developers.
Yeah.
I feel like there's really, we already pretty much know what's going to happen, so hopefully it's a lot of pageantry and showmanship for what they show us at E3 and not just like, hey, you all knew that we were going to be coming out with a new Splinter Cell game, but here's an announced Splinter Cell game. Okay, thanks. We already knew that, jackass. Are you going to show me anything about it? No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Right,
right. I'm just going to show you a still. Here's a screenshot. Will that work?
It's just
no,
one
it
dude.
Doesn't.
A dude with explosions around him.
Yeah. So I hope that we see some more actual
gameplay.
Some gameplay that's put out there. Not just fancy trailers or games still. Show me some gameplay.
All right, biggest surprise.
Ooh, biggest surprise. You know, I honestly feel like that's going to come from Sony this year.
Really?
Yep. I feel like Sony's kind of cooking something up. I know they've already kind of talked about the console.
Yeah. Minus the VR stuff.
Yeah, minus the VR. There might be something coming from Sony. Could be a pleasant surprise in store for us.
I think that would be really interesting.
Wouldn't it?
You know, other than the new console, or like
I think other than the new console.
Okay.
I think something else is.
They're going to be like, the PlayStation VR is now $299 with 4K.
That'd Dude, cool. if they you would see nerds in that audience just pass out.
They've already confirmed it's not going to be 4K. I know. It's not going to be 4K.
They've confirmed it, but then they can unconfirm it.
They can unconfirm. We've been unconfirmed.
My prediction was that Microsoft is actually going to create a little hype train and really get people pumped for this next generation.
That's fair.
But, I mean, I really have nothing to back that up. I just think that it's very possible.
You kind of go off of what we've seen in the previous E3s. And, like last year, Microsoft fell flat on their face.
Yeah, exactly.
Microsoft took one on the chin, man. Like, you want to talk about a company that had to backpedal and fast? And they're like, all right, the new Xbox One, DRM. Fuck you. No one's buying this at all. No one's touching your console. And then the next day to go... Just kidding.
That's what I was saying in the last podcast. I think it'd be really smart for Microsoft to not announce a new console at this E3 and wait
content.
Until they
just need
what
to put
PlayStation's
content.
Doing.
No hardware announcements. Yeah. Don't make any hardware announcements. Just put out content. That would be smart on their part.
And then make sure that whatever they do announce...
That would be a good business decision.
But I mean, with that console, it could be Oculus ready, and it's going to be able to produce... higher quality images.
And that's going
to
be awesome. If you can plug an Oculus into it, you have basically increased the sales tenfold for the Oculus.
Exactly.
Through and through. Because you don't have to... I mean, especially if it doesn't require all those ports that it requires.
Yeah. So I just only imagine all these new games, they're going to actually be able to run like at 60 frames per second on some pretty good...
That's awesome.
Pretty good graphics. Yeah. And also have the ability to do VR.
Yeah.
Could really build a lot of hype, which... At this point, I don't give a fuck about Microsoft anymore. But, I mean, good for them if they can get it going. So, yeah I've already,
You've already written Microsoft off.
I'm on the cusp of selling my Xbox One right now. Because do not even use it. And then if they have a new one come out, that's the one I want. It's not this one.
Mm.
And I spent $500 on the special edition console.
I just realized I forgot to put an article in here that was really important.
Oh, well, then you better put it in before the end of this.
Let's go on to the next one here. Okay. We got a lot of E3 news to talk about.
Okay. So am I starting this? I am starting this, aren't I?
You are.
All right. For anyone who knows, I'm a huge fan of DC. Mainly because, in my opinion, if you want a good story arc, you go to Marvel. If you want good characters, you go to DC. So...
Mm-hmm.
Injustice 2 has had an announcement trailer released, and I cannot be more excited. This game, the first one, was just a blast. I had a lot of fun playing Injustice. Cool fighting game, cool characters involved, lots of really cool stuff. So that was, to me, just a very well-executed game. Didn't get a whole lot of traffic, unfortunately, because, people with their opinions of either DC or fighting games, whatever. It just didn't get a huge amount of traffic. However, the new one has a trailer put out. I suggest watching it. It's about 2 minutes. Very well cut trailer. Shows some cool stuff as far as their CGs and whatnot. But another interesting thing with that is NetherRealm Studios, who makes the game, says that they are going to continue the storyline started in the first game and expanding on the roster of DC characters that they can use. Ed Boon, the creative director of NetherRealm, said that the team is introducing a few new features and mechanics. They haven't exactly said what those new mechanics are, but they will put them out indeed. So that portion of the article, I will say I'm a little skeptical on, because I don't know how many times I've heard a developer say, we're going to put in there a new feature that's unlike anything you've seen before, or it's going to change the way this game is played. I've heard that before, meh, but if they put something out that's like got a legit change in features for the way the games are played, fighting games in particular, then color me interested.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Did y'all play Injustice?
We did. I was obsessed with Injustice.
We still have it here.
I was flipping obsessed.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
It was such a good game.
I don't think I liked it as much as you, Brett, because when it came out, the PlayStation 2 or 4 just came out, so I was expecting really awesome graphics.
Yeah, the graphics weren't that spectacular on it, but I had a blast playing it.
Yeah.
Because it was just...
No, the mechanics were really fun.
Yeah, it was such a good fighting game.
Yeah, so I can only... I'm hoping they up the ante with this one.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, they've had... Because, I mean, Injustice was originally it was a last-gen console release that they just happened to, like, re-release with slightly improved graphics real quick for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So I bet they're going to blow our minds at this one.
I hope so.
Can't wait.
I did have a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah, it was so good.
A lot of drunken nights and fights among the fights.
Yeah, that would be our pregame before we went out to parties.
Yeah, no kidding. It's to drink and play Injustice. Yeah. That way we can be mad at each other all night.
Yeah.
Devin, you want me to buy you a round? You damn right you're going to buy me a round. You dick.
5 Jackson Coke.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Anyway.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Over at IGN, we have this little article here. Rumors. Skyrim Remastered, Prey 2, Wolfenstein 2, Evil Within 2 to be announced at E3 from Bethesda. If they release a Skyrim Remastered, you can guarantee that they are going to have my money.
and we will never see Austin again.
No,
imagine how well you can mod the remastered edition.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You guys can't see it, but his eyes are like literally glistening with hope.
I will be modding the fuck out of that game.
Oh gosh.
He's just gonna take the game, go into his room, play it, come out and just be in complete like armor of like dragon tooth armor.
I'm more excited about
Austin. Are you
all right?
Too. I am fine. I have emerged from the tombs of the Yggdrasil. Do we have cheese for a sandwich?
Oh, if that happens.
If that happens, I'm moving out sooner.
Do you want a Snickers?
Oh, man. Yeah, I may actually play this remastered edition.
You should. God, I keep forgetting you don't play these games. What is wrong with you?
That's me, man.
Whatever.
That's me.
That's me, man.
I like to be me.
Uh-huh.
Shut straight up. I want that Wolfenstein 2, though.
So, yeah, Wolfenstein 2 for sure. However, I see a rebuilt Prey 2 on there. Is that for reals?
Yeah. Let me get through this article,
okay,
guys.
Okay, there's
a picture here.
So let me tell you about this article.
The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Definitive Edition for PS4, and it has release date November 23rd of this year, going for $60.
That's awesome.
Why is it $60 if it's remastered? I do not know, and I'm hoping...
Well, it's probably
going to
have all the DLC.
If they had all the DLC
awesome. Dragon, whatever the heck it was called, that was like super long. Well, not
they had
super
Dragonborn,
long.
They had, you know, I already forgot. They have one with the vampires.
Yeah.
Then they had Hearthstone.
Yeah, so they had some good DLC there.
Well, Hearthstone is like kind of cheap DLC.
Oh.
All you did was like, you get a house you can live in. That was it.
You could already get a house you could live in Skyrim.
Exactly.
Hmm. Hmm.
You can fix up your house. Anyway,
okay.
The cool thing is, okay, so Shinobi 602 that appeared on Ham Radio podcast was talking to them, and this is what he said. Prey 2 reboot is definitely going to be there. It's not called Prey 2. They definitely reworked it completely, comparing its gameplay style to System Shock. He followed up that by saying, I would expect a, how should I say it, remaster of sorts for something. As it turns out, Shinobi has made similar comments about the unspecified Bethesda Remastered on Super Deformed Gamecast as far back as last month. So it's at least a consistent story. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to get Elder Scrolls release, but I can see him doing this just to hold people over.
Yeah.
It's such a good game.
This would make sense.
Yeah. And if they do anything like CD Projekt Red did for The Witcher, holy shit. Like, with this new DLC, they fixed a lot of stuff. and it blows my mind because I was wondering why my mods wouldn't work. It's because all the mods that I had in there fixed, they went in and fixed it, and it was just like, you know, the mods in the game were butting heads because they were like, wait, this is already...
We're both trying to fix it.
So I can only imagine what's going to happen.
And, that's awesome.
I kind of hope they release like a special edition because I will drop money on that. Give me an Alduin dragon figure.
Oh my God, don't even say that. Don't even say it.
I will buy it.
Those are cherry.
I'm going to put that on the Intergamer podcast card.
Can I expense that? Is that possible?
For the podcast, guys. We need it for the background, and I need to play this game.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so what do you guys think about Prey 2?
Oh, man.
I cannot flip and wait.
Prey 2, I was so excited for that game, and just to hear when it got the drop, I was like, no.
You played Prey 1, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
It was very creepy. Like, holy crap, just walking around, and you're like...
It was so good.
The atmosphere was great. Oh, man, it was just very well done.
But Prey 2 is kind of like that bounty hunter Star Wars-y
feel. Yeah.
But like taking a different world, having to survive, like that would, damn it. Anyway, I'm hoping they do bring it out, and I don't care if they name it something else. But
I don't care. Either. I don't care if they name it something else. Just that trailer that they put out, that better be what I see.
Right?
God, it was so well done. I have high hopes that is what comes out. I would love that.
So we will find out.
We will
Sunday,
find out.
June 12th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
God, that's so far away. It feels like
what's gonna happen.
So, in other news, we had a leak, and then a leak, and then an official announcement at a press conference today, which I am talking on June 8th. Watch Dogs 2 is real. It is coming. Now, if anybody played the original Watch Dogs, they probably realized that the premise leading up to it was so badass, and then they played the game, and it was kind of like, eh, this is cool. It's fun. It's trying to be Grand Theft Auto, but it's not that cool, and the gameplay was kind of subpar, and I mean, what did you guys think? Did you guys play Watch
Dogs?
I
got to play a little bit of it, and I hate even saying it, but I got bored quick.
Yeah.
It was Grand Theft Auto with a gimmick.
Yeah.
And for me, if you throw a gimmick on top of a game that already is a pretty well-established game, I'm going to be out.
Halfway through, it was a delay for me, but towards the end, I was like, just ditch this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was hoping something awesome would come at the end. And
I beat the game. That's one of the few games I've actually beat.
Me too.
I was like, I just got to finish it. And the last sequence was so insanely absurd that I was like, why am I even playing this? Like, the guy that... I don't care if you're not going to play it because I'm going to tell you right
so
now.
So if you spoil it, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil it.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Spoiler alert. If you want to play this garbage game, stop listening.
So the last
Go ahead.
Sequence was literally you get in a car and you have to drive, and the guy that's like coming after you has control of the whole entire city. And so he's making like potholes blow up, and he's like causing everything in the city that you can control to like explode. So the lights are changing, the potholes are blowing up, the spikes are like, or the walls are in the ground are popping up everywhere. And your goal is to get from point A to point B all the way across the map, which is the entire map of Chicago. So you had to drive from the bottom side of it all the way, like way far on the other side of it to get away. And it was a good 5 minute drive, 5-6 minute drive. And I crashed probably like four times because it was so insanely explosive. And like one pothole would like blow up over here and your car would go flying that way and then the cops would get you and you have to start over again. It was so just stupid.
Yeah, those chase scenes are not the best.
No. And the car mechanics were bad, which
one of the things they say is
they're fixing the car mechanics.
Yeah, I already am not a huge fan of on those sandbox type games. I hate the race across the city or race this guy in a car. I don't play the game for that. If I wanted to play that, I'd play a racing game, which to me are garbage. But I know.
Tread lightly. Prepare for
I know.
The experience of your life.
Shut up. Okay.
Anyway.
But to have that be like the end game of such an already hyped up IP.
Yeah.
That sounds very disappointing to me.
Yeah. So this game does have me intrigued, which I hate to say it, but they have me slightly intrigued. So they have a different character. His name is Marcus Holloway, and this is a young black guy from Oakland, California. This game is going to take place in San Francisco and the surrounding cities. So not only are you going to be
cool.
Exactly. So not only will you be in San Francisco, but you're going to have Oakland in it, and they're also going to incorporate Silicon Valley a little bit. So you'll have that whole idea of the whole tech thing going on and all the industry in that region. But Marcus Holloway was essentially wrongfully committed of a crime. And so now he's out to like basically take out the system. So he's like a rebel guy that's like...
That sounds like a good story.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It sounds like a 90s action movie.
Yeah. So
Marcus Holloway had nothing to lose after they took it all away.
Right. So, San Francisco is going to have a super upgraded version of the CTOS, which is the networking that was in the city in the previous game. So basically now...
This didn't cause any problems before.
Yeah, they're like, it made people a lot safer, but also made it a lot more fun.
Surely this is going to go well the second time around.
Of course. But they're taking a different direction with it this time. So last time, the previous game was super serious, super intense, right? Well, now they're like, okay, these hackers, rather than being super serious and super lame all the time, they're going to be not as serious. They're going to embrace the sense of what they call, quote, anarchic fun with the hackers. So, like,
man, if I see some like Silicon Valley jokes,
yeah, that'd be
I'll
awesome.
Be very happy.
Yeah, it'd be great.
A little lightheartedness.
Yeah, if I see like an Ehrlich Bachman throwdown in there, I will be so very happy.
Right. So you'll be able to hack a lot more stuff in this game. You'll be able to fully hack automobiles, which lets you hop behind the wheel of a car, drive it around the city, blah, blah, blah. You have a little RC car you can drive around and use it to trick enemies and manipulate the environment. They've improved the driving a lot. Better physics, better handling for different types of cars. And you also have different options for every scenario. So before, they tried to do the stealth thing and they tried to do the guns a-blazing, but it got to the point where there were certain parts where like it was really hard to survive without just going there with your gun and just blowing shit up.
Yeah.
But they said they're trying to push more of like, okay, you can do pure hacking, pure stealth, pure action, or even literally non-lethal because you're going to have a taser. So you'll be able to go and like tase people just leave things alone like that. So you have a lot of different options to approach things. But the best part about it, which I'm really intrigued by this and I hope they do it right, is the online component. So you'll be able to play the game and the online and the offline are completely seamless. And you'll see other players that are in the game. Blah,
I've
blah.
Heard seamless before.
I know. So this comes with a little asterisk.
Yeah.
But they say that
a pretty defining asterisk.
During single player, you'll come across other players in the games and be able to emote at them, interact with them, blah, blah, blah. But you'll also be able to play co-op with them and jump in and jump out of co-op for the single player story with your friends. So that's kind of cool. So if I understand this correctly.
It obviously seemed like you had to be connected all the time.
Yeah, basically. And there are no towers to hack to get access to a city. There is no like jumping off of a tower and dropping in. It's just everything's open. So that's cool.
Did you just Assassin's Creed that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Well, I mean, in the Watch Dogs, it was like Assassin's Creed. You had to like climb towers and hack into a tower in order to open it up, just like you do in Far Cry. Like that's the mechanic that Ubisoft puts in all the time. And then there's dogs. You'll have dogs. That's cool.
Like actual dogs in Watch Dogs?
Literally actual dogs in Watch Dogs.
Actual dogs in Watch Dogs.
So you can play Watch Dogs a dog.
Hey, bro. Yo, dog. I heard you like Watch Dogs. So we put a Watch Dog in Watch Dogs so you could watch a dog while you're watching your dog.
Straight up.
He's a Watch Dog.
He's a Watch Dog.
Yep.
The fuck do you mean? What are you saying?
So we'll see more gameplay next week, and this game will come out November 15th. For all console systems. And the graphics look fantastic. So, Watch Dogs 2, San Francisco, it's coming out.
Nice.
End.
Okay. All right. Well,
at least they changed yet, but the main character. That's all I'm happy for. I do not like that guy.
I think this guy will have more personality.
I'm so angry. I love people, but I'm mad.
But I'm so angry.
And I'm so boring.
I'm like a weird antisocial Batman.
With family still.
I'm still going to hack your phone and take all your money. I know you worked hard for it. Nah. Fuck your 401k. Nah.
It's mine now, bitch.
It's mine now.
It's mine. All right, moving on.
Okay. All right, next one's mine. All right, so for any of you who played Saints Row, which you're probably a fan of just absolute silly... Did you just mouth feed my fish?
You want me to feed your fish?
Feed my fish. I'll do it.
Fuck that fish.
just happened? All right, so, yeah, no kidding. All right, so for any of you who played Saints Row, which I'm going to assume is a lot of you, there is a new game by Volition, and it is called Agents of Mayhem. Now, I watched the trailer for this not a half hour ago, and I got to tell you, this game is basically if you took Borderlands and...
Battleborn,
and you schmooshed them together.
And
then
a
you
hint
put it,
of Overwatch,
and it's the hint of Overwatch. You've got Agents of Mayhem. This game is absolutely silly buns. Just there's this dubstep music playing. There's lasers. There's this cool freaking dialogue. There's a pirate guy who said who's black, and he says, "Yo-hoy, motherfucker." As he throws a giant trident spear thing, and
That was probably the best part.
That literally, I was sold from that line. He said, "Ahoy, motherfucker!" I was like, "I gotta get it now. I have to own this game."
But
so, this game is going to be essentially be a. I don't even know where to begin to describe. What this game is, however, it's going to be obviously high action, lots of guns and multiplayer stuff that's going to be kind of built around it. So the descriptors that they put out there is going to be pick your squad of three highly skilled and iconic characters from a roster of 12 uniquely designed mayhem agents brimming with personality. Yeah, brimming with personality. When a
brimming.
Brimming to the brim. It is to the brim with personality. You can play as any of the three super agents you select to take into battle and swap between them on the fly for greater gameplay depth. The technologically advanced capital of South Korea, with its open world cityscape, is your playground to take down Legion.
Legion.
Which is apparently the bad guy, or the bad guy.
Well, that's better than the Settlement Defense Front,
right?
Okay, it is a little bit, but I mean, it's comic. This is obviously comic book-ish, like silly. So, you know, it's still a solitary name just called Legion, while on one hand would sound just absurd. The fact that, like, if you see this setting, I suggest all of you please go watch the trailer. You'd be like, yeah, they're called Legion. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Discover secret research centers concealed throughout Seoul, hidden enemy lairs beneath the glossy surface of the city, and nefarious plots to unravel. And last but not least, inspired by an assortment of past and present pop culture revolving around superheroes, comics, and Saturday morning cartoons. Dude, I'm sold. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't know.
I'm still iffy.
I always wish I had played the original Saints Row. I played a little bit of each one, but I never played... Well, no, I played a little bit of Saints Row 1. I played a little bit of Saints Row the 3rd. But I never got too far into it. But everybody told me how great it was and how, like...
All anyone ever talked about was the most Saints Row, the most recent Saints Row 4.
Yeah,
and just
absurd.
Just outrageous. JP played it and was just like, I don't know what the fuck is happening right now, but apparently I'm a president shooting aliens.
Yeah, it says right here, the U.S. president must save the Earth from alien overlord Zinyak using an arsenal of superpowers and strange weapons in the wildest
You're the U.S. president
game ever.
With fucking superpowers. What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I literally feel like the writers for these games went into a comic book store, closed their eyes, grabbed two random comics and said, we're going to make a comic about this. Oh, that's perfect. Great. A president and aliens. I'm sold.
Superpowers.
The Saints have gone from the crack house to the White House.
Oh, my God. The first Saints Row tried to be really serious about like the whole game warfare and stuff, but then I think like halfway through they realized this is just stupid.
They knew what to do.
How can you make that like a serious game?
How can you make
that? That's just dark as fuck. That's not something you want to like make a game over.
I know.
You want to root for one of them. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure they'll make a movie about it.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Really, really, really promising stuff. Like, Brett, you need to watch the trailer because it was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah. It's funny. I put that article up there, but I never watched the trailer.
We're great at this podcasting thing.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I want to hear about this.
All right. So over at Kotaku, the title goes, creators of Star Wars Battlefront 3 fan remake says it's getting a Steam release. What the fuck? So Frostwire Studios used to be a mod team, and they are now a full-fledged developer team. And they're making their own version of Battlefront 3 on Unreal Engine 3.
Huh.
And it's called Galaxy in Turmoil.
Galaxy in Turmoil. Well,
sorry, it's working on a mobile game and an unannounced AAA title. Oh, okay. It is called Galaxy in Turmoil.
Oh, okay.
So, wow, they are doing actually more stuff than I anticipated. Anyway, shit. What? This is a Star Wars fan make, and it's getting a Steam release.
Like
this has to be free.
I'm honestly surprised that whoever was trying to make this didn't just immediately like have 50 Disney lawyers knocking on their door with a giant cease and desist.
Or a SWAT team.
With a SWAT team behind them. Sir, we'd like to talk to you for a moment about your IP that you have developing right now.
We're from Disney.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I'm just a fan. Oh, you're a fan? Great.
Yeah, great. This room is clear.
So, holy shit, it blows my mind that this is actually coming to a playable...
Yeah, the fact that you're going to actually be able to play this, this is going to be, it just baffles me. But, I'd be excited to see it because, as a Star Wars fan, Star Wars video games, I'm so, like, all for.
For those who don't know, Battlefront 3 was announced, but it never came to fruition. And it's just like, fuck, what happened? Because the first two were pretty good. I liked it. At the time being, it was an Xbox game.
Right.
I don't know if any of you guys did this, but I got a whole bunch of my favorite Star Wars songs and put them together. When me and Travis were playing, we're like, ah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, dude, you have to listen to the high-intensity Star Wars music while playing a Star Wars game.
I never did that.
Yeah, it's fine, Brett.
Oh, but I only played a little bit of Battlefront.
Why are you even on here?
Because I play a lot of video games.
No, you don't.
Because I read about a lot of video games.
That's fair.
Anyway, it just blows my mind. That's all I have for this. That's all that's in this article.
Well, you know, but in all honesty, though, that one, I'm happy that Disney let this sneak by, honestly. And then two, this is really encouraging to see that, you know, at least like people who are passionate about this industry and especially about the Star Wars IP, that putting out content, I'm freaking all for. Because I've said for a long time that, you know, there needs to be more Star Wars games. And not just because I'm a Star Wars fan, but for something that's as
bullshit, it's because you're a Star Wars fan. Just admit it.
I hate him so much. Just hate him.
You can't.
So it's not that you're just a Star Wars fan; it's that you're a Star Wars fan.
It is. It's the fact that I'm a Star Wars fan.
Okay, cool.
No, but
that's okay. I don't find that bad.
That's okay, Devin. We're here for you. That's what he made it sound like.
It made me sound like a fucking crack addict. I mean, it's not just because I like crack, you know.
Instead of from crack house to White House, it's crack house to
Star
Wars.
Star Wars, it's fine.
It's fine.
The point is people are making Star Wars games, and that's awesome.
Yes.
That was my point, Brett.
No, I agree. I think the Star Wars universe is awesome, so I'm happy about it.
We've talked about this before, but they have the Knights of the Republic being remade again in Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
And so it's slowly coming together.
Yeah.
And they're also making Morrowind through the Skyrim engine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have kind of kept up with that. I've seen some of that recently.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, I am so glad to dive back into the world of Morrowind and be like, oh, my goodness, I get to play this game again.
But I thought it was already coming out, and it's not yet.
No.
And this is kind of a side note, but... They're actually I know I don't have like an amazing voice and I'm not really an actor, but I would love to be offer my voice for their services, my voice. You know what I'm saying?
Do I?
I want to give them my voice to put in the game.
I want to give them my voice. Take the words from my mouth that come from my brain hole.
Yes. It's not really a hole.
It's a hole for you.
It's like the next form of prostitution. I'm going to give you my voice for money.
Yeah, nice.
I'm gonna tell Disney.
I'm gonna give you those sweet baritone notes.
We'll call Disney and give them a tip that you're making a game.
Don't tell them about my fanfic.
We need that fanfic.
We want that fanfic. We'll make money off of it.
Anyway,
EA is having their own press conference next week, as we talked about before. It's called EA Play, and it starts on June 12th, and will continue onward until June 14th. And it's going to be big. When I say big, I mean big. So They've already said.
Like Biggie Smalls big?
Yeah. Big, no, no. Bigger than that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
I'm talking right. Like...
Tupac big.
Like, Mama June big?
You know that giant that's in the Wildlings in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I do.
That big.
That's not that big.
Okay.
You shut your mouth.
You, know,
said,
you, know,
you should have said Daenerys dragon big.
You know Godzilla?
Whatever.
That big. Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be right. big. Anyway... So we already know we're going to see some Battlefield 1. We're going to see 32, a live stream of 32 on 32 multiplayer action going on during the conference. They are going to give us reveals of Titanfall 2, which is coming out this year, 2 weeks away from Battlefield 1. There's only going to be a 2 week window between those two games. They must be pretty confident about both of those games if they're going to do that.
Nice.
So, Titanfall 2, Battlefield 1, we're going to see. We're going to see some FIFA. We're going to see some Madden, naturally. But in addition to that,
fucking Madden.
This is the crazy part. We're also going to see them showcase and reveal some games that are coming out in 2017 and 2018. So, we're going to see a lot of stuff that EA is currently working on, and it's going to be big. So, on top of that, the Battlefield live stream they're going to be doing, this is really weird because EA, obviously, this has EA written all over it. The teams are going to be made up of well-known YouTube personalities as well as famous people such as retired NFL running back Marshawn Lynch, rapper Wiz Khalifa, and EDM artist Zedd. They're all going to be playing Battlefield 1 before we get to play this game.
Which is stupid.
So stupid.
How dare they?
Don't they know who we are?
Don't they know who we are?
They're a gamer.
Our podcast averages 30 listeners a month. How dare you?
Shh, we get a lot more than that.
This is an 81 Honda.
We have
how dare you?
Numbers. So
technically,
it's
more than that a month if you add it all up.
So
we
anyway,
don't do one podcast a month.
I'm pretty pumped. We're gonna see a lot of Battlefield 1, a lot of Titanfall 2, and we're gonna see some new games that EA is working on that are probably gonna be new titles. So it's gonna be a big thing for EA. So that's it. The end.
Cool.
The end. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's that.
That's awesome. I do look forward to that because I mean that's a huge amount of content.
Yeah,
that's a huge amount.
I mean, all I care about is the 32-on-32 gameplay of Battlefield 1. That'll hold me over for another like month.
I think about multiplayer like right now and like with Overwatch, it's 6-on-6. It's 6-on-6, and how much bananas does that game get?
Yeah.
Like, it gets insane. 32 versus 32.
You'll be playing with us.
It's bananas.
You'll be
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
You're going to have your PC at this point, and it's going to
be... This is going to happen. Yeah. Me and Brett will be like, come on, damn it, what are you fucking up? You're like, oh, I can't do it.
I want to get shell shock and just be like, actually crouching, holding shift in the trench. Just...
Devin,
I didn't want to go home.
You need to drop the ammo.
No. I don't have any ammo.
Drop the fucking ammo.
All I have is a shovel.
I don't know how to play this game on a keyboard.
Where's the right bumper? How do I go pro?
Devin, you're standing up. Yeah, I don't know how to get down.
I know what I'm doing. It's gonna be so bad when I get back into PC game. I'm just going to be just
complete.
Oh, my God. Just. Oh, God. It's going to be gross. It's going to be gross.
You're going to get us all the points if I'm a healer.
That's it. That's how I roll, man.
Yeah.
So I'm there to help. I'm the support in that aspect.
Just carry the big gun and shoot in that direction.
I'll just do the spray and pray.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so over at GameStop, or GameSpot, damn it, I always say that. Over at GameSpot.com, the title is New Kojima Productions Picture Reveals Face of Studio's Mascot. So, earlier today, GameStop received a new image, GameSpot, damn it. Whatever I say, just know they're interchangeable.
GameStop is a video game
reseller. You know what I mean.
GameSpot's
the
media
source for
video games.
Yes. The one and the same.
Received a new image of Kojima Productions
Potato
mascot.
Orange.
And the mascot is called Ludens, but they're saying that it is not from his new game that is coming out.
Doesn't this thing look badass?
It looks fucking amazing.
I don't know what the hell it is. I want to know what the hell it is.
On the cover of this poster or still, it says, I'll keep coming, Kojima Productions. If I know Kojima at all, I bet that is Kojima inside of it, and this is his way of being like, I'm going to fucking wreck everybody with my games now. Like,
that would be
Kojima,
kinda cool.
I mean, Konami, you're fucked. Look at me in my battle armor suit. I'm ready to go.
I wonder, like, literally how much buyer's remorse, not buyer's remorse, but how much remorse they have. Like, oh, we let him go.
But they're like, fuck him. I bet they think he's not going to succeed. Honestly.
I bet that is legit. They probably think
that is the old way.
He ain't gonna make it.
The new way is money.
The new way is dollar bills, y'all.
What if this is like the successor? This is gonna be like the game that basically says Halo what?
I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
But this isn't the character for the new game.
But it's a character. It could be a character for a game.
What I'm thinking is when like Kojima announces his game, we're gonna see a cutscene with this guy, and it's just gonna like pull back, and that thing, the little skull helmet's gonna like, it's Kojima.
That's just such an ominous tag for that poster. I'll keep coming. Like that. That sends chills.
That's like Kojima making a statement.
Yeah.
So, well, like everything he's done, you know, his logo is that guy, and he's just been slowly revealing more and more. I'm
yeah, like this guy's a beast.
What does this mean?
Anyway, so I had a quote, and now I don't.
Not anymore. You don't.
Okay, so Kojima stated recently that talking about his new game, when it's announced, you might think that's not outstanding. But you'll understand when you see it and play it. The genre is action.
He's hiring a lot of people right now. If you guys are interested in a job, you're a programmer, an artist, a designer, or a
sound
guy.
Too bad I'm not qualified for any of those jobs. And even if I was qualified, I'm not qualified to work for Hideo Kojima.
But you are qualified to review his game.
I am, and I will.
Be like, I will come and test it for you, sir.
I will keep coming to buy your shit, so that's my tagline. That's my.
I will keep coming
with wallet in hand.
Yeah.
God, go figure. Well, it looks freaking amazing.
And he says
at least
game
still.
Will become. He hopes will become a series. So
sweet.
Sad that this isn't the guy of the new character because that's all we've been seeing. But I mean, if I know Kojima, that's Kojima.
Oh yeah. I like how, like, even after he's left, he doesn't really even have to be cryptic, but he is all it is just promoting his
yeah.
his new IP, and yet he's just like, does a leaf fall onto the water and not disturb the forest? I don't
maybe
does it? You tell me, warrior. Tell me. When the winds of summer whip down from the trees into the land, do not the warriors hear the whistle? Do you want me to buy something? Because I will. I mean, I'll buy it.
Give me your money.
Give me your money.
Okay.
God. Oh, Kojima.
Anyway.
You never cease to weird everyone out.
Right.
And yet somehow still keep selling shit.
We love him for it.
I do. How many times during any Metal Gear Solid game did you have to pause and be like, I don't know what's happening.
It was awesome, but
I gotta go to the wiki real quick. I gotta go to the Metal Gear wiki.
Who's Wachama Wanga Changa?
Wait, who's this Metal Gear? Who's Metal Gear Rex?
All right, moving on.
All right, moving right along. This next one, a little bit of a disappointment, but as I have always said, I'm never sad about delays. Horizon Zero Dawn delayed until February 2017, so not until next year. The creators of Killzone developer Guerrilla Games is scheduled to release February 28th, 2017, its new IP, Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Zero Dawn, really cool stuff, kind of this weird mix of tech medieval. I really have no other way to describe it than like this kind of medieval fantasy thrown in there with some sci-fi bits.
It's like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Post-apocalyptic sci-fi fantasy.
Well, they have a trailer out there now that kind of reveals a lot more that you're... What I'm thinking is you're like some of the surviving people during this post from prior to the apocalypse that happened. And like they gave you away to these tribes, and now you're finding your way back to your family, type thing.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's just my guess. Because I mean, in the trailer, you they show you unlocking a door that goes down to somewhere. So it's either going to reveal history or your family.
Right.
Because apparently you're an outcast.
Yeah. So Herman Holst, he is Guerrilla's managing director, said in a PlayStation blog post, "It wasn't an easy choice to make. We know many of you have been anxious to play the game since we first announced it. However, we also want to ensure that Horizon Zero Dawn lives up to the visuals and gameplay quality that our games are known for. The new date affords us the extra time required to deliver fully on our ambitious vision for Horizon Zero Dawn." Now, as I've said before, I'm perfectly fine with a company delaying a game. I have absolutely no issue with that. Does it suck? Eh, a little bit. But as long as you're actually like spending that time wisely and really putting the extra effort into making the game a legitimate release that I'm going to be happy to play and you're going to be proud to release, I'm all for it. Sucks that it's still next freaking year, but yeah. You know.
I'm actually very glad that it's next year. Simply because there's a lot of
your
stuff
wallet
that's
needs a break.
Come out,
yeah,
and there's a lot more that's coming out. And
my wallet 1, and attention are like on just thin ice.
Yeah, yeah. And Battlefield 1 is going to keep me busy for the entire.
I open my wallet
season,
right now and so. Moths fly out.
Yeah, it's
bad.
So crazy.
Comic Con kind of drained me.
Whoops. Oh gosh, freaking Comic Con.
That's an understatement. So, I mean, you're debt. You're in debt. We're all in debt.
Well, I'm all in debt after all that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Fuck off, Brett.
Yeah, I didn't spend all the money.
So I got some really exciting stuff to tell you guys. Overwatch.
Yeah.
It seems like this
again,
just
bro.
Really
again.
Cool, like lighthearted shooter. You know, it's like, oh, it's really wacky. It's really different, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's some Easter eggs up in this shit. And
I don't doubt it, actually.
It is badass. So early on when this game came out, there's been talks of a character named, quote unquote, Sombra. And there are, like, for example, you go into like certain maps and there's screens that say access not authorized, protocol Sombra, and then there's posters lying around that mention Sombra and different things like that. So the rumor is that Sombra is Pharah's mother, who used to be in the original Overwatch team. However, they believe that she's now some type of villain of some kind because people like Reaper have brought her up at certain points in time and like talking or whatever. But then there's also a lot of people that are assuming that she's probably going to be an upcoming character in DLC. And this has been amplified a little bit because there are promotional photos out there that showcase this hooded figure that's wearing all white, has a sniper over her right shoulder, and has like a glowing face. And it could be a skin for like Widowmaker, but it also could be a brand new character that they haven't announced yet. So there is that thought process, but then there's been Easter eggs where like there's little like pamphlets like written on the ground, like on the ground in certain maps that have a little picture inside of like what looks like a confidential case file of this character inside of it. And so could it be this new character? We don't know. We don't know what's happening yet, but there was an interview with Blizzard, and one of the guys, Jeff Kaplan, was being interviewed, and they were like, all right, whilst we're talking about new heroes, how did you find it when people started speculating that a new hero called Sombra was about to be revealed around the time of your last animated short? Was that strange from your perspective? And he responds, no, it was not strange. We have put a lot of hints all over the game and out of the game. So I wouldn't say it's about time that people are concerned who Sombra is. I hope they keep researching more and find more hints that are out there.
Wow.
So then they respond with, so they haven't found everything yet. And he said, no, they haven't. So,
wow.
There is a character out there.
Man, that's...
We don't know what it is.
How very Dark Souls of them.
So apparently there's like this rich story within Overwatch.
Yeah.
And some people try to piece it together. So just like they've done kind of like each character has their own little like 5-minute trailer about like what's happened to them after they've kind of stopped being the Overwatch team or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to make like a movie with all this.
That'd be interesting.
I've talked to you, Brett. I'm talking to Devin now.
A movie?
Well, fine. I won't talk to you then.
Screw you, Austin.
We know your ideas already. No. I'm thinking they're
leading a movie.
They already have little like snippets of like these people and who they are.
Right.
And so like I feel like this is going to lead up to a movie. Like I feel like they're trying to make this really gigantic franchise that combines all this stuff, which could even lead into comics if they wanted to. And I think it's perfect for Blizzard at this point in time. I mean, you saw the trailer for the whole series was just flipping just, fantastic. Oh, yeah. The fighting oh, and the Pixar-y feel of
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, very Pixar, very much mixed with, what am I trying to say? Think of here? It was very, that Pixar innocence mixed with a, I almost want to say like a G.I. Joe Saturday morning cartoon action.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just stuff going on all over the place. But, I mean, man, this...
I can see him making a movie.
Yeah, I'm already very on board with the game. But, like, to hear, like, all the stuff that's buried deep in this game, like, that's really cool. I dig that. You've heard me before say, like, I love the investigatory depth that some games can go into. Like, you have to research and really find the tidbits about some of these characters.
But you think more people would be more of an outcry. This is where gaming really, like, shines in a way, because you have this really, really awesome gameplay and this really good style that meshes with it, with a good map layout and mechanics all just come together and make this really good game.
Right.
But I think there is a lack of story there. And to know that there is a story there and we can't see it, Destiny, I mean, you think there'd be more of an outcry or more people be like, hey, what the fuck's going on here? Why should I be paying you all this money? But I mean, Blizzard really polished this game. In the right way, in the right sense, and didn't hype it up to be like this really awesome story like Blizzard did. I mean, like Bungie did. So
yeah,
well, I hope so. Like Overwatch has delivered on so many different fronts already.
Whatever they do now is bonus.
Seriously, the cherry's on top.
Yeah,
that's freaking fantastic.
So they say that the word sombra is Spanish for shadow. So something that shadows, and obviously,
yeah, that's
like
right.
Yeah. So she looks like a sniper, the picture shows that this character is over in the support side. So this could be a sniper that falls in the support class with Lucio and, Zenyatta and all those characters. So that's kind of interesting. Like, what would a sniper support character look like?
Robot?
I mean, not what it would look. What would it be like? You know, like what? I mean, because all those support characters are healing characters by usually.
Yeah.
But how would
You think support. You think, you know, low damage output. Some defensive properties. Obviously, some very much like.
Yeah.
Boons.
It's a scout.
Boons and buffs to your party.
Could be a scout. Yeah.
That would be interesting if she can go behind enemy lines and tell you, hey, this is here, this is there.
Because Widowmaker's ultimate is, like, the ultimate is see everything.
Yeah,
like,
see where all the enemies are at, yeah.
Maybe this character has that ability when they're actually, like, without being the ultimate, so.
So she's like Nova. StarCraft Ghost.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I'm really excited. I want to see what the story ends up being, because it sounds like, I mean, there's so much story stuff that's here. Unlike Destiny, where there was no story anywhere, this has a lot of backing to have a story, and there's pieces that come together that make sense that there's something bigger to be discovered, which I love. And
it has a huge
Blizzard is going to do something with it.
It's grandiose, like you're part of something really awesome.
Yeah.
Especially with the music that goes on. Like, music gets me every time.
I love how you
turn that game on.
Yeah, I love how on the surface it's just so cartoonish and fun, and it's kind of whimsical in a way, and then like to put content like this out with it just adds so much more
so
to
good.
It it's so good,
so good.
That's kind of our phrase. Anyway, that's kind of the phrase we say. Like, I've heard JP say it so many times when we're playing and he's getting killed by other the other team who's much better than us, and it's obvious, like a Widowmaker who can headshot us at, you know, full speed, and he's right. Like, oh, their Widowmaker's so good. And we're just like, I'm not even mad. I'm just fucking impressed at this point.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's what I got.
That's that.
Moving on, other games.
All right.
What is this, Devin?
Well, if you'll let me get to it without you gushing over it.
Blah, 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 blah. Will you go ahead and introduce this game?
Did you just do a fucking pun? I will tolerate many things on this podcast, you being a terrible nerd included, but I will not tolerate puns.
Will you?
I will not.
Okay.
And you're so proud of yourself. Stop.
He cannot not be proud.
God. Anyway, all right. On. So for any of you who played Deus Ex, good news for you. Deus Ex Go, coming to mobile phones and tablets this summer. So
the bigger question is, anybody that played Tomb Raider Go or Hitman Go?
Hitman Go, yes.
Be excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
It's going to be using it's so good. Using the same turn-based board game format of Lara Croft Go and Hitman Go, Deus Ex Go sees Jensen, Adam Jensen, Agent 47, or I'm sorry, not Agent 47. Adam Jensen joins Agent 47 and Lara Croft in this Square Enix mobile lineup. So we're going to see a Deus Ex Go using a hijacking or hacking, augmentations, and combat to unravel a terrorist conspiracy. Bum, bum, bum! Ah! So that's going to be coming out this... Okay. So that's going to be coming out this summer. And so for anyone who kind of likes that style of play, you know, you have something really good to look forward to. Which, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm for it. I loved the original Deus Ex. So this is just, you know, more stuff for me to play. Did you even play Deus Ex?
Yeah, the last one.
Yes.
Revolution.
Yes.
That I didn't get to finish great. It. Because I rented it and I only got so far and I got stuck. But I really liked the sniper.
No, that's fair. That was, yeah.
I upgraded my pistol to be silent. But I, like...
Damn right.
You couldn't...
Damn right.
You didn't have unlimited ammo or like you couldn't get a lot of ammo. So I was just like, headshot, 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 headshot. And it was just like...
You had to make those shots count.
Yeah.
By the end of that game, you had to make those shots count.
You had to be stealthy. I like that.
Yeah.
Especially when they give you a choice of like, do you want to go in hard and loud or do you want to go in soft and stealthy and, you know, break people's necks and stuff.
Like, I'm
going to break the necks.
I'm going to break them necks. Player?
That is not a player. I mean, he's a video game player.
Exactly. But yeah, Hitman Go is awesome. So I'm really pumped about this. I thought Hitman Go was a great game. I played a little bit of Tomb Raider Go and it was really fun too. And Deus Ex is just another expansion of this game, so.
That's good.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. God, just some real camaraderie happening over here behind us.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, okay. Let me do a quick Instagram video over that.
Deus Ex. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it for it. It's just they said that they're going to be coming out with it this summer, so look for that on obviously all of your mobile... mobile tablets and your mobile phone and all that.
I wonder if they did this as an inspiration to what Fallout did last year, where they were like, oh yeah, we're bringing out
Fallout 4, so here's the Fallout shelter ahead of time
to carry you over until mankind comes out.
What a great thing that they did with that. Like, I mean, just like, hey, look at this awesome like little mobile game. Oh, it's cool. By the way, Fallout 4 is coming out, so yeah, everyone's like, oh my god, get it to me now!
And too bad we already knew about Mankind.
That's how it was.
I know, right?
Right, you can only tell stories about that moment.
Yeah.
I was crazy.
Yeah, you were.
I was like...
Yeah. I was crazy. I thought it looked so good, and then I played it, and I was like, it's an RPG.
Son of a bitch!
I know!
Can you put this on him now?
Yeah. But this is so good, guys! You guys love RPGs, and
there are very few people I
RPGs.
Know. There are very few people I know in my giant circle of friends who say, fuck RPGs. And you're one of them.
I guess at least he bought it and tried it.
Fuck RPGs. I just
fuck
don't
RPGs.
Play
you might as well.
I play Mass Effect.
Whatever.
That was good.
Out of my face.
Yeah, mister. I don't play racing games. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
They're awesome.
I drive a car every goddamn day. Why would I play another one in a video game?
Because you can't have anger.
Only in Grand Theft Auto you can drive around and blow up other cars.
Moving on, Austin.
Why is our traffic?
I want to hear what you have to say, Austin, because I don't care about this guy anymore.
Yeah no kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, so over at IGN, there's an article that says E3 2016 Telltale's Walking Dead Season 3 reveal coming Sunday.
Wah.
Wah.
I had a mouthful of wine. I couldn't wah with you.
You're kind of late, my friend. Anyway, holy shit, season 3 is coming with the reveal on Sunday. Holy fucking shit. So you can go to IGN on June 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and see the unveiling live as it is announced. So guys, what pumped? What you care? What
oh, absolutely! You're kidding. It's Telltale. It's fucking Telltale. I have to be excited.
The Walking Dead's the best Telltale they brought out, which is questionable with Tales from the Borderlands and also Wolf Among Us, but they're about the same level. But this is gonna be good.
So Telltale promises the third season will be both a bold new entry point for the series, in addition to being a continuation of the saga that begins with that began with Lee and Clementine in the game's first season.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman says season 3 would be checking in on Clementine while also getting pretty close to where we are in the current comics currently.
Cool.
What? So are we gonna like get a little glimpse of the past?
We'll see.
And then come up to the future? Because I would like to see Clementine like older. Maybe not an adult, but like, you know, older ish.
Yeah.
And more
just,
like
just don't
hardened.
Go to the level of Two and a Half Men where they took the kid who became old enough to where he was not cool anymore and then just ruined the show for everybody.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, good.
We're just not going to. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, Batman is probably going to be announced at E3.
What do you mean? Telltale's like revealed? Batman.
Dude, Telltale, you're killing it. Whoever's at Telltale right now, just keep it up. Just keep doing everything that you're doing.
They need to get Kevin Conroy to be this Batman. If they don't get Kevin Conroy, I'm going to be so pissed.
How badass would that be if they announced that and we're like, oh, listen to the Inner Gamer.
Where we have a promo from Kevin Conroy. I don't know if you... Did y'all talk about that in the last podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy, good. Yes. Okay. He literally was one of the coolest people just to be like, yeah, cool, I'll do a promo for your podcast. Oh my God, you're Kevin Conroy!
I was like, you're my childhood.
Yeah, you are my childhood goddamn idol, sir.
I'm done now.
Kevin Conroy, if you listen to this, thank you.
Thank you. Did you hear about his interaction with JP?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes.
Where he was just like, you know, JP bought the big art from him and then was like, oh, I could go get this signed by Kevin Conroy. And he goes, you're awesome. And he's like, well, thank you very much. Like, because you were Batman. He's like, yeah, I was. He's like, you're like the first Batman I knew and grew up with. He's like, it's because I am Batman. He's like, oh, so awesome.
I mean, you go up to him and you're like, I don't know what to say to you.
What do you say? Like, what do you say?
That's pretty exciting to be the first Batman.
Yeah, like
the first ever.
Yeah.
Batman.
He
is Batman.
Like you hear his voice, and you're like, "That's Batman."
Like you hear, like,
there is
Batman.
Yeah,
but he is Batman.
I mean, he
seriously is.
I've never heard of anybody.
What more iconic voice than that for Batman?
Like, I never heard of anyone sticking with a character this long.
I don't know. I mean, I get speechless.
Usually people are like, I'm
him.
Sick of this character. I'm done with this and blah, blah, blah. I'm moving on. I want to be some other people. But like he has literally whole career at this point, at least the biggest chunk of it is fucking Batman. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I congratulate him for that.
It's Batman.
Batman.
Cool. So Batman happened and Walking Dead happened. And back to Deus Ex. So Mankind Divided is coming out this year. It's the next Deus Ex game following Human Revolution. And it is coming with a game mode, an arcade mode called Breach. And this is not just a little like add-on. This is a full-blown game with Mankind Divided. But they call it a game mode. But essentially, you take control of the character Reaper, who is a hacker in the year 2029, breaks into corporate servers, steals secure data. You complete missions in Breach, and it'll award you with experience points, credits, and booster packs used to upgrade your abilities. You have a single-player mode. You'll have ability to challenge your friends, and you'll also be able to compete for leaderboard spots. I watched a trailer for this. It's about 5 minutes long. It's all 3D. It's first person. You are a avatar inside the space, and you have to go in and hack into systems, and you have to carry out puzzles. It reminds me of a cross between Portal, and if you guys listen to a podcast like 4 or 5, 6, 7 podcasts ago, I talked about a game called Volume.
Mm-hmm.
This game, Volume, is basically Breach in first person. Literally, it's Volume in first person. It's actually, if you took Volume and Superhot and put them together, that's what this is.
This looks amazing.
It's crazy. Like, they literally just took two indie games and were like, we're just going to make this into
our own.
We'll just make this one.
I can't tell if this is real or digitally generated.
I don't know. I mean, it's what you're seeing is real. It is all real. No, this is anyway, this is the game. But yeah, I mean, it's
when you're done, I have a theory about Overwatch.
Okay. So I mean, it looks good, and I mean, it comes with the game. There's no extra. You don't pay extra for that or anything like that. So it's part of the game, and I mean, it's inspired by Volume and definitely super hot a little bit too with the art style.
Super
hot. So yeah, that's coming out with Mankind Divided.
It's the Vibe you're putting on your head.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that weird?
It's VR for literal.
Which is also in fucking super hot.
Yeah, yeah.
That exact same thing happened.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Like, oh, this is a super hot copy.
It's super hot in Volume. Copied and merged together into a baby.
God, that looks so bizarre. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think this will be awesome, but it's just trippy to look at.
Yeah, have we talked about cool. Far Harbor yet?
Yes.
I have.
We have a podcast. You talked about it.
Okay.
Because there's almost not been on that one.
There was something in Far Harbor that's like Minecraft meets this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was the stupidest thing.
I heard Blood and Wine has like a really cool, like going back in time, like fairy tale ish kind of.
Man, I don't want to know. I haven't played it yet. Shut up.
Sounds cool. I have heard about it.
And there are a few screenshots of it.
Yeah. You didn't play Witcher. So.
Yeah. Episode 61, you talked about Far Harbor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played Mord, but I'll be talking about Witcher next Tuesday podcast.
Wow. I'll be talking about Mirror's Edge because I am going to buy it.
This is weird. This whole trailer is weird.
So moving on.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Back to you, Brett.
Oh, it's wait, still me. On. My bad. Okay, tell me your Overwatch thing.
Okay, so I was looking at the photo that they showed for Farrah's mom, supposedly.
Yeah.
Who's a sniper girl?
Widowmaker.
Black.
What if that is her? What if she had some sort of like Joker treatment thing where she like transformed and like became evil? And that is her mom.
It's probably just a skin.
Exactly. No, like what if that is her mom?
That would be interesting.
But you get the skin for Farrah's mom and then like that's her. That would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Because they were something before and now there's something completely different.
So weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's interesting.
Just saying. I blew this top off, so.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Pay me something, Overwatch.
You know what I'm saying next is that, you know how I've been waiting for Alan Wake 2 forever?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I've been waiting for that, but I have been waiting for that.
I don't know if I've been waiting for it.
I didn't know I even wanted this.
There is no more. I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to come out because Remedy has come out and said that Remedy Entertainment, they are responsible for Max Payne, Alan Wake, and then Quantum Break. Austin played Quantum Break. It's a pretty good game. It's okay kind of deal, right? Okay. They are working on two games right now simultaneously, and none of them are Alan Wake 2. They're both AAA titles, but none of them are Alan Wake 2. So they said that the first is a brand new IP. Nothing has been done with this before. It's not Quantum Break 2. It's a brand new AAA game being made with a new partner that is not Microsoft. So yes. They're like saying deuces and making a new game.
Then that's cool. I've been them for that.
They're ready to go out
on their own and conquer their own.
That's good.
Because, I mean, yeah, all their games have basically been like Microsoft attachments in some form or fashion. Yeah. The second is also AAA project, but no mention if it's a new IP or not. And it's in the concept stages and no publishing plans at this point. And none of them are going to be shown at E3 or Gamescom this year. So, as for Alan Wake 2, the team is having casual conversations about a future, but there's no plans that have been solidified in stone. I mean, they're going to have to eventually do Alan Wake 2. It's probably going to be like 6 years from now because knowing them, they take forever to like bring out their next iteration, their game, but it should happen. So they say that they have two full internal development teams for the first time working on projects simultaneously. They don't want to take 5 years to ship a game anymore. It's been a while. They've been trying to transition this team into a two-team studio, but now they can make games faster and diversify both financially and creatively. So there's two games in the works from Remedy. We don't know what they're going to be yet, but they're going to be new. One's definitely a new IP, and the other one we don't know. But that's cool. I'm excited. I mean, I love Remedy. I think they did make great games. I haven't played Quantum Break yet.
They do.
But
I mean, yeah, I'm ready for anything that's new and bold and just, you know, go with it. Fucking just go with it.
Just go with it. So that's it. That's all we got. Unless anybody has anything new that's come out in the last like hour.
Yeah. Well, guys, stay tuned to us throughout next week. We're going to be releasing news on E3 as fast as we can. As soon as we know it, you will know it. If you guys aren't tuning in, I know a lot of people probably be at work when E3 is going on. So we'll be there to give you the up to date. So check your Twitter, check your Instagram, check your Facebook.
Have your phone next to you on Twitter. Because my plan is posting to Twitter as it happens, and then after like an event takes place, just posting like to Facebook, here's what happened during that event.
Here's what happened.
So I'm not like overloading Facebook too much, but definitely Twitter is going to get as it happens updates all the time. I'm even considering taking a day off work to do this, but we'll see what happens.
Damn, son.
I am excited.
Damn. Damn,
but
nature.
It probably won't happen because I got a lot of shit to do.
I mean,
work,
big things are going down right now, so I'm just saying.
Big things, man. Big things.
Also,
so,
a shout out and a thank you to Kevin Conroy and Chris Sabat for doing our intros for the last
seriously,
two podcasts.
Seriously, we cannot even begin to thank you guys enough for everything that y'all like. The con was such a great experience. Again, being, you know, it was not my first year, but it was a first year for Brett, not the first Comic-Con you've been to. But What a great one. A lot of fun, a lot of cool people we met, and the celebrities were just absolutely chill and really cool. So that was just so cool
awesome.
To see. Yeah.
And a thank you to you, Devin, because if you didn't drag me along to that sketch off, honestly, I wouldn't go.
Fucking cool are those?
But Brett didn't even get to go to that one. I feel so bad because that one was like amazing.
Amazing.
So sad.
I know, dude.
It's well, like if you haven't been to a Comic-Con before, if you're in a different area, look out for it, go see it. And one of the biggest things I'm going to tell you to go watch is the sketch duels. One of the absolute coolest things to do. You're watching these beautiful works of art be pumped out by legitimate comic book artists, and it's astounding what they make
in like minutes. Mere minutes.
I realize how shitty my life is with zero talent when I watch them. Just like, oh, you want to see a Thor riding a dragon? Cool. Blip 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 blip. Scribble scribble scribble. There you go. And it looks amazing.
It looks so real.
It looks like something I'd buy out of an art gallery. And I sit here looking like a fucking chump, just with my gob smacked. Just oh my god.
I play video games.
I play video games.
Anyway, but yeah, like. In the last podcast, I said I would literally be in my own bubble filming and interviewing people the whole time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have. So.
I'm glad you came.
I did too.
It was awesome.
It was really interesting.
If any of you were listening who found us at the Comic-Con, please leave a comment. Let us know because we'd love to give you a shout out. We met a lot of people there and passed out a lot of business cards. So
yeah,
let us know. We'd love to touch base with you and thank you for listening. And
yeah,
thank you for giving us a follow. And
you guys are awesome.
You guys are the ones listening to us.
Yeah. Be sure and tell your friends about us.
Yes. So, Brett, where can they find us at?
You can find us online. If you have any questions, email us at hello@theinnergamer.net. You can also follow us online by going to our website, theinnergamer.net, and then clicking all the social links at the bottom. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and many other sources, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. If you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes, on your phone, or your website, or your iPad, or whatever it is, or tell a friend.
Yeah, you are the reason we grow.
Yeah, you're the reason we're doing this, and if you guys aren't liking it, then you know we're obviously doing it wrong, and we want to hear why, or if you like it, we'd love to hear that too, so please just let us know what you think, guys.
And we'll be back next week with a lot of stuff about E3. I mean, we'll be talking about video games we've been playing, but we'll probably have some E3 stuff still throw in there, so watch our coverage on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever you use for social media, we'll be posting everywhere.
Yes, we will.
And check it out. E3 is coming up. It's going to be awesome. My name is Brett Yanosky.
I'm Austin Morales.
I am Devin Duree.
And you've been listening to The Inner Gamer.
Damn, fiddle it, little now. Kevin Conroy did an overview.
And Chris Abbott.
I have a rubber band, guys.
God, you are. Why do you always kill the mood?
It's so cool. Look at this. It's like elastic-y and stuff.
You know when I was like, Travis isn't affiliated with us anymore?
Yeah, no.
Brett is not affiliated anymore. Legally or unlegally.
Doing a legitimate podcast. Blew the rubber band.
I guarantee you, everybody's laughing right now.
Are they? Are they like, why is he playing with a fucking rubber band?
Well, they can't see me play the fucking rubber band, Devin. So fuck you.
That's not a video game. All right. You guys have a good weekend.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We're not mean to each other normally.
Yeah, normally.
Just sometimes.
Okay, we're done with this podcast.
90% of the time.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We're rolling right now.
Now we are. Now we're rolling. After we had a perfect intro not 10 seconds ago. Go ahead, Brett. Say your piece.
I can't replicate that. It's just, it was gold.
Was it?
And now the gold has gone.
Hello and welcome to the Inner Gamer.